All right. If you're watching on YouTube, please make note. This will be the last episode you ever see me without wearing glasses.
You got your dad vision?
I can't do it anymore.
Oh, no. Yeah. I know. That's why I wear mine.
I can barely see everything in front of me.
Oh, jeez. So,
I've been for leaving them at home, and today is a good reminder that I got dad eyes.
You do. You're turning into a real dad.
More on that soon.
Whew, hot topic, guys.
But I can't fucking see anything.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is Josh's anal gaping porn or if this is a clip I'm supposed to play. I don't know. We're excited. We're doing another solo ep today. I'm very excited about that.
I miss these. I miss
this
you.
This is fun. I know.
I feel like this is the OG right here, the OG
this
crew.
Is it. Yep, this is how we do it, man. This is how we used to do it in the home studio.
Okay. All right. When it felt naughty, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doing a show with no holds bar.
No
one's telling us
farts.
What to do.
I know.
No holds farts.
There's so much to get into. This is really going to be a good one. To get us started here, I don't even know if you've seen this clip, but this is pretty good. Are you ready?
I hope it's what I think it's going to be.
Okay, here we go.
All right, listen. Hey, I got to tell you, I got a call last night. And the guy said, yo, some girl's trashed you on a podcast. I said, what? Trashing me? Fuck that. Who's that? I'll fucking light her up, man. Let me see this podcast. So I was all pissed off, man.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitson.
Welcome to your mom's house.
It's still too long.
No, it's not.
I want to get to the fun.
It is the fun. This is the most fun part of the show. So, intro wars have been going on for a moment, and there's a lot to get into about that. But so, one of the things that happened was, you know, obviously had a near firing with Blue Band last week, but no, we talked and, you know, he apologized, but so one of the things I wanted to do, he came in, he goes, I got a real nice treat for you. As you can see, if you're watching right now, I'm actually on the boards for the first time in the new studio, so I'm running the videos and
I have
clips.
To cough. It's a productive cough.
Easily the worst experience of my week was that moment.
I'm still getting over the cold our child had.
If you're going to cough, leave the room. So
I hate coughers, and now I became the cougher. Isn't that the irony?
Yeah, that is.
God, it's always how it happens.
So he goes, I got a real treat for you, and I'm like, great, what is it? Well, the guys decided, because they really wanted to make me happy, and they knew how much I wanted to change the intro, that they would each take a stab at creating an intro for the show.
Right, and Nadav gave his pitch for the intro last time.
Yeah, I don't even remember what that was.
It was the one where it was like, that's what she said.
Oh, yeah, that was a disaster.
Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago. That yes. was a huge mistake. That won't happen again.
Yeah, that was Tim Allen and George H.W. Bush. No new taxes. It was insane. Anyways, he and I fought about that. But then we came back and he goes, I got three new intros and each of you guys took a stab at it. So first up is an intro.
This one I think is mine.
This is yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is something that, you know, it's in a better direction. You're right, Christina?
I'm legit sick. Okay. I'm sorry.
I mean,
I'm controlling it.
The irony though, right? The irony of having a sneeze rule, or the disdain she has for sneezers.
I know, and I'm controlling my coughs. Watch. I'm controlling the cough.
Okay. So this is
mission number one from me.
I'm excited to hear
All right,
this.
Let's hear it.
Let me know what you guys
have not heard this. Here we go.
I just hope Nadav, you don't get angry again.
Intro.
You don't get mad at him.
Okay, all right.
Dear mommy.
I'm ordering a buffalo burger.
I'm not a racist.
My sister went down. Going down to the mountain.
Well, welcome. Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura.
Okay.
I love it.
Pretty good, right?
That's impressive. That's all the great TikToks that I've been.
Yeah, but this isn't
yeah,
the
I knew
TikTok.
You guys would like it.
No, you guys. This isn't the TikTok show.
Well, it kind of is. In a grand philosophical. Like, yeah, I know I see what you're saying. The show isn't only about my curations, but it is about, in the broader scheme of things, the TikTok.
I get it. I get it. It's a fine submission.
Yeah, it's the recent drops and. You know,
well, no, it's one lane. It's if this whole show is just the tick touched kind of stuff. This is, I mean, are you gonna fucking do this all show?
What's the problem? Because I'm laughing. The tick touched.
Yeah, if you're gonna go down the tick touch lane of these people and like that's all we did, then that would make sense. But it doesn't. I mean, that makes sense for the segment,
right?
You know,
but I like it. I like what he did. I mean, can you give him a little credit?
I just said it makes
redeemed yourself.
Okay, we're not using that as our new show intro.
No, but I think people.
Wait,
felt,
you haven't even heard the other ones.
I'm
saying that one is not in.
I love it. I think it should be the new one.
I applaud your effort. That's absolutely not the new show intro.
All right, done, signed, and it's got my vote.
I'll take that. That's already a step up from the last fiasco. So
yeah.
So far,
no, I applaud your effort.
Oh, thank you.
Throw it away, but it's fine.
It's got my vote. Okay. So far, how many vote for Nadav? I do.
All right. This next one is by...
Annie made this one.
Annie made this one.
Yeah, we just told him, make a new one with some drops, and this is what he made.
Okay.
It's fucking morning.
Just glassing.
DD Mega Doo-Doo.
I turn into a telescope.
Welcome to your mom's
That's
house.
Great.
Yeah. With Tom Segura.
That's great.
Christina
Pajitsin.
Okay.
That's really good.
Welcome to your mom.
Okay.
It's fucking morning.
Okay.
Just glassing.
How does that?
DD Mega Doo-Doo.
I forgot about DD Mega Doo-Doo. That was fantastic.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah.
That is in line with the, like, for sure it's better than his.
What? I don't know.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, you're saying Annie's is better than mine?
Of course it is.
I don't think so.
It's drops from the show.
I did drops from the show too.
Yeah.
I know, but you did just TikTok drops.
Because they're everybody's favorite. The world demands the TikTok drops. Thank you.
Okay. It's easily Annie in the lead.
Okay.
What?
Well, second place
says
is still pretty
you.
Good.
Look,
what are
Annie,
you talking about?
No, I think Annie did a really great job. He incorporated some drops that I think are central to the show.
Okay. Listen again.
It's fucking morning.
It's great.
Just glassing.
DD Mega Doo-Doo.
I turn into a telescope.
Well.
Yeah,
those are great.
That's, yeah. It covers a few hit drops. It's like, that's, yeah.
I see what you're saying, but, you know.
I mean, even if you had,
great.
Okay, I'll tell you this. Even if you had one of your TikTok drops in what he built there, that could play. But like just TikTok.
Okay.
Drops.
What if we added my sister?
Dear mommy.
I'm ordering a buffalo burger.
I'm not a racist.
My sister went down. Going down to the mountain.
You like her?
Yeah.
What if we added my sister went down to the mountain?
Like it's possible. Okay. Okay. Anything is possible.
I ordered a cheeseburger.
What?
I ordered a cheeseburger. I ordered a cheeseburger. And the fries. I'm waiting for my lunch. He's become a sensation. I don't know if you're aware, but he's really gotten quite a following.
He has?
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not aware. Anytime you ever think to ask me if I'm aware of what's going on with the TikTok people, you can know that I'm not aware.
There's a lot of stars, a lot of breakout stars from this
show. Yeah, I think
that's
an exaggeration.
No, I'm serious.
Okay. What is this last one? It just says C. What?
Right. So this last one is from Josh. Josh, I'll let you intro it.
Okay.
Waiting for me.
So I don't mean to like be a dog ate my homework situation, but I deleted all the files when I went home this weekend and I got kind of busy and I just worked with what I had, which was just my voice. So here you go.
Okay. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know either.
All right.
I'm a little nervous.
Here it is. Here's Josh's
submission. You're gonna get so angry, I know it.
This is beep time.
Who is Randy? Don't bring anyone's mother into this.
Your mama in the fucking stands.
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura. Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitsky.
Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Oh my God.
I mean, that's so dumb that I can't get mad.
Yeah. I feel like it's the winner.
He
I don't know about you. But...
all the instruments,
yeah.
All the drops.
How'd you do that? Did
yeah.
You layer?
How long did that take you to do?
Like 6 minutes.
That whole thing?
Yeah, I did it at the subway.
Really?
I liked it a lot.
I can't believe how much I like it.
I know.
I'm actually upset with myself that I like it.
Is this the new intro?
Fuck no, this is not the new intro.
I like it, though.
That would piss so many people
Wait,
off.
Wait, why can't it be, though? I kind of like it. Can we hear it again?
And let's start the show.
This is beep time.
Who is Randy? Don't bring anyone's mother into this.
Your mama in the fucking stand.
It sounds like somebody
that's a crazy person.
That's tick-touched made it.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. Yeah.
It sounds like a homeless person made
it. One of your stars.
Yeah.
Somebody from your feed.
My talent.
Yeah, huh. Made it. Yeah. I mean, I really applaud the three of your guys' effort, you know? That's really good. I mean, Josh's is terrible, but really good.
but I mean, yeah, the intro's in a better place now, right?
I mean,
proactive.
I don't know if I could stop playing the original intro, though.
I don't think we can. I mean, the listeners would probably freak out.
If we stop playing it?
Yeah. Dude, I mean, that's the original... YMH.
I mean, this would be the place to go, though.
It's fucking morning.
Yeah.
Just glassing.
DD Mega Doo Doo.
I turn it to a telescope.
Welcome. I mean, that's, yeah.
That's like, but you can't take out Who Is Randy and don't bring anyone's
mother into
this.
I know. Of course. That's the
and
show.
And your mama
man.
In the fucking stands. I mean,
it's all there. But I mean, you guys did a great job. Yeah.
Thank you.
You guys did do a great job. And I think it redeems you and your rage against Nadav. I think people were a little angry at how angry you were.
I even went to his file and took the mark off the file.
What's that?
There's a log that I keep of like violations.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
How many violations are in there?
Well, it just depends. I mean, Josh has one, you have two.
What?
And he has none. Chris has one.
What does Chris have one for?
Just, I'll tell you off mic. Just
I know,
misbehaving.
Because he makes his naan bread. He doesn't bring in any
He got a mark for his curry.
Yeah. He heated it up here in the microwave. Mm-hmm.
Got a mark for that.
Rude. Rude AF.
So everybody has a three kind of strikes policy.
Do I have a mark?
You have one mark, yeah.
For what? I'm your wife.
You coughed. You coughed a lot.
Oh,
tonight.
I did. I get it. But I kind of get it. No, you're right. I deserve it.
Yeah.
No, I deserve it.
You could get easily a second mark during the same episode. Keep coughing.
I'm going to stop. I stopped myself. Did you see how I
so
controlled
far,
it?
So far, it's been really good. Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Okay, why is this guy mad at me? I don't.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He's
this is
talking,
great. So,
I hate when people see what I say about them.
I know. Mr. Positive.
He's not supposed to see it. You know, as stupid as I am, I think like, well, this is a silly little internet show. No one's going to see it. And then I forget the internet is around the world and people
sure
talk.
Is.
And then
yeah.
I feel like a horrible person already. GD.
It's funny that like doesn't. I know because I feel the same way. And then you'll forget like the downloads and the view count. And you're like, oh, yeah, this could have reached quite a few people.
Yeah. Well, I think I forget how much our show has grown.
Yeah.
You know, because I still think of us as like doing the show out of Silver Lake. And
I know.
Hasn't registered that it's a little bigger now.
It is. Here, so should I play what I got on mine
first?
Oh,
I'm so embarrassed already.
Yeah, yours is the first one, then I can continue on mine.
Oh, I'm mortified.
Yeah, good morning, everybody.
Oh, who's this guy?
8 in the morning, we're fucking doing it.
Who's this fucking guy?
Zach, you sent an impression.
I don't care. I got businesses. Hey, you got Big Red over here. I scratching down at the door at 6 in the morning. Hey, yo, Big Red.
That's really great.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Zach sent that in. It was really good.
Okay, so Zach, amazing impression.
Just so you know, on our show, you've made it. If you've got people sending in submissions.
Yeah.
As you.
No, this guy's a hit.
You've made it.
This guy's a hit.
You're good as famous.
Organic Laundry's is a hit. So here's this. He started posting these a few days ago. Okay.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Mr. Positive here. Yo, man. Hey, I want to first give a shout out to my boy Steve Schley.
Okay.
All right, he's marrying Melissa on Friday.
Congratulations,
Steve.
Staten
Island. One of your boys told me to give you a shout out. I'm doing it for you, baby, because I'm a man of people. I'm a regular dude.
Okay, and then.
All right, listen. Hey, I gotta tell you, I got a call last night. And guys say, yo, some girls trashed you on a podcast.
Oh,
so what?
No.
Trashing me? Fuck that. Who's that? I'll fucking light her up, man. Let me see this podcast. So I was all pissed off, man.
I'm already nervous.
On the podcast,
I sort of
go, Tina. I was like, oh shit, she's hot.
Let's see.
I'm not made no more. Honey, you're fucking adorable. How am I gonna get mad at you? And then I Google, you're fucking Canadian too? Oh, forget it. Wait till you hear about this shit.
Oh, organic dry cleaning.
Yeah.
See, now I feel like a jerk. This is why I'm such an asshole, Tom. I say things just in the moment. Like, maybe I was in a bad mood that day. And
nice.
Then he's like, the nicest guy in the internet.
I was like, oh, shit, she's hot.
Yeah, fuck.
But if he heard you cough, I bet he'd cut you right
open. I know, he'd cut my throat.
Yep.
Pure organic dry cleaning. Yep. Now I feel like a jerk.
This isn't even the end of it. You know,
there's more.
Oh, there's
I'm mortified.
More. Yeah, no, there's more.
I'm so mortified.
There's definitely more. He goes on. He shares more thoughts. Yeah.
So now I'm all pissed off. I'm ready to rip you a new asshole. You're fucking hot. All right, I love Canadians. I went to school in Canada from 79 to 83. All right?
Oh.
And, you know, I was a basketball star. So what happened was I walked down the street. I used to get hit in the head with panties. The Canadian chicks love me. All right? Oh, because, listen, I got to clear up the ethnicity thing.
Okay.
All right? I'm born in New York City, and my mother's born in the Bronx also, all right? My father was born in Cape Cod, all right? So I guess I'm second generation American. I don't speak Spanish or Italian, and I don't speak Portuguese, so whatever you get that shit from. But anyway, I was in Canada. I was a fucking darling. I'm walking down the street, man, he's fucking hit me. So listen, man, I can't be mad at you because I'm totally fucking crushing you. All right, then I Google you, and I see you're married to the boy next to you right
the
there.
Boy.
All right, yo, dude. You're a fucking overachiever like me. You gotta come to the Bronx and sit at the Overachievers Club. Because no way you're supposed to get a hottie like this one.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like Pure Organic Dry Cleaning doesn't have access to many women. Because I'm not that. You know what I mean?
You're beautiful. Like, what are you talking about?
I'm 43. I'm not.
No,
like,
now you're doing
no, I'm not
the
pandering.
Thing.
I'm not. I don't mean to, but I am. You know what I mean?
He's
a little
in New
overly
York.
Excited. Right? New York's dog city, right?
No.
He doesn't see blondes, maybe.
There's fucking models walking around
everywhere.
Oh,
that's true. Yeah. What do you think? You going to fight him?
Why would I? He gave me a huge compliment.
But are you guys going to duel for my honor?
Oh, no.
Oh, I think he's trying to court me now.
Good.
Babe.
That's free dry cleaning for us.
You're going to let him steal me away?
I mean,
take me to the Bronx with
just,
our two children?
Man, just give her back, you know?
Hey.
Take it for a ride. What? What?
He does have nice teeth.
Actually, I bet you he'd be a real gentleman, you know?
No, he's sweet.
But, you know, I also
he's sweet
see,
as pie.
I see him being very sweet, being a real gentleman, and at the end of the night being like, and it's all downstairs, so maybe get on your knees and start working.
It's all downstairs.
Between my legs.
Oh,
you
my
know?
God, babe. He's not like that. He's
you don't
a
think
sweet
so?
Guy. No, I bet you in real life
I'll tell you,
sweet.
He gives me pause a little bit because this is how my mind works. I bet you there are people who are really like this. Like, you know, it's genuine.
He's really like this.
Well, here's what I'm saying, though. So I've had friends over the course of my life who, you know, when you have a friend that's kind of eccentric.
Yeah.
And you have to tell new people, like, this is what he's
yeah.
really like this. And you reassure them. I would need to be reassured about him because my first thought goes to savage, violent psychopath.
No.
Because
no.
The first thing that I think when I meet somebody like this is I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. Like even that freeze frame we're looking at right now.
No.
I don't know if it's right. Like
no.
As he closes a freezer door that you're never going to get out of.
No.
Or, no, I'm serious. And so I just need to know from someone that knows him, like, no, he's actually a sweet guy. And he's not the kind of guy who's like, hey, another thing, I'll be there on Friday. And then camera goes off and he's like, I'll cut your fucking throat. I'll
no.
get you. Yeah.
No, guys like this that are the big personalities are like the teddy bears inside.
No, no, no.
That's
they
what I've
are
learned.
Sometimes. Yeah. Or
they're psychos.
Of course.
Well, game affable. Recognized game, Segura. Game no, recognized game.
I'm not charming and affable, okay? Affable, charming guys are the ones you have to worry about. Guys who are like, hey, everybody, how you guys doing today? That's the guy who could be genuinely like that or could be the opposite of that.
Okay.
I'm serious.
I know.
John Wayne Gacy, Ted Bundy, Gary Ridgway come to mind. All these really...
Well, your friends. Well, your pen pals. Do you write to them still?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see what
There's
you're
more.
Saying. So you need somebody to vouch for him is what you're saying.
Like, yeah, but friends. I mean, like, if he's really like this, then he's probably like a really sweet, fun guy.
I think he's
around.
A sweet guy. I think his energy is a little much.
Yo, so from... I know the deal. You're doing the podcast.
Oh,
you know, you're
no.
the comedian.
I'm so embarrassed. I
saw your list. It's kind of like a D list. But anyway, I'm not going to fight with you. I'm a fucking dry cleaner. I pick up people's clothes. All right? I went on Instagram not to get famous. I went to get my business, to double the size of my business. All right, so my personality is like that. So and people are gravitated to it, and that's how this shit was born. It's collateral damage. All right, so what bottom line is, you know, you're the comedian. I bet you next year, fucking more people recognize me than they recognize you. All right, because I don't snap on people and fucking be condescending and all that shit. I love people. I really like people. I generally like them. Okay, and it was passed down from the great parents that I had. All right, they love people. And when they died, thousands of people came to their funeral because they were very well loved and respected. So I get it from them. So yeah, I'm hyped up and everything like that. But that's really me. People come to my store. 15 people that I never met before came to my store.
Oh, wow.
And
well, good.
More.
It's good for business. Yeah. I don't want to watch more. I'm too embarrassed.
Why? It's great.
So, yeah, I'm all jacked up. But, Tina, you know what? You started off bashing me, but towards the middle, you started getting soft at all. Because, oh, really, look at me.
You're
I am
sweet.
Fucking for, I am good looking. All right? So, I got fat. What are you going to do? You get old. I'm 50. Yeah, I'll be 59 next month. What are you going to do? But the bottom line is, go on my Facebook. I went out with a lot of hot girls. And you're right in my wheelhouse, man. 40 to 45. My girlfriend now is 41. My last one's 40. I love you girls. All right? And
wow.
You're really a hottie. So
Thanks.
Now listen, here's the deal. All right? I know that's your job. You're like a poor man's Tosh. You go on, you cut people up. But you were liking me in the middle. To me, it was like you're like in kindergarten. And you like the boy, and you're pulling his ear and pulling his hair, but you really like him.
Of course.
All right, so, yeah, you didn't think I was that bad. Okay,
no,
it's part
I
of the
didn't.
Show. I get it.
I know.
I don't take it personal. I have thick skin. Like I said, I'm tougher than woodpecker lips.
He is.
All right, but all I'm doing, you're the comedian. I'm the dry cleaner.
That's right.
Yeah.
Pure organic dry cleaning. Listen, I think he's a sweet man.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the energy would... make me suicidal.
Maybe go
over
maybe,
time. That's
maybe,
all I'm saying. You're yeah. lovely. You are a lovely man. I think you are sweet and kind.
Maybe find out over dinner. I don't know.
Oh my God, Tom! Why are you pimping me out?
It's fun.
I don't even. What's his name? Do we know his first name?
I don't know. Is it Steve? No.
Steve.
I don't know what it is actually.
Sorry, sir.
What did he? So he did like the thing where he's like, he like kind of drops his jabs, but like pleasantly. He's like, it's kind of a D-list show. You're poor man's Tosh.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I'll be more famous. You're definitely not going to be more famous, but like not even close. But it's not going to be a competition. But D-list, I think we're even teetering on C-list at this studio.
Oh, no. We've got some great people coming up.
Yeah, yeah. We have
D-list.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. We've got some
poor man's Tosh. Oh, I could.
Wow.
I'll take it. Yeah,
wow.
It's fine.
It hurts.
I mean, Tosh had us on his show.
That's right.
Sir.
He's taken some of our things and give, I mean, credit at.
But I would like to know more. I just want to know, are you like a Garth Brooks type where you put this on for the public and then behind closed doors, you're just an animal, a vicious, violent, bloodthirsty, psychopathic animal? Or... you know, just an affable, fun guy.
Okay.
That's the part that I want to know.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, are there bodies in the dry cleaning?
You think Red's gone?
Who knows? I mean, he's like, my last one was 40. Well, what happened to her?
Poor Red.
Right?
You think Red's just tired all the time?
Of course she is.
She's like, fuck.
She's like, Jesus Christ, man. Take it easy.
Take it easy.
Take it easy. Take it easy. Take it ease.
How you doing? It's Graham and Twitter. New to Twitter at Big Time Tommy. Here's my thought of the day. The world is going to judge you no matter what you do. So live your life and don't give a fuck about what people say.
That's such a big cigar. Is that a normal size cigar or does he have tiny hands?
It's a large gauge, as they say in the aficionado world.
Mm.
No, I think it's a big cigar.
Yeah.
Big. It's a big cigar. Also a great message.
Yep.
I love big time.
What is like, big he's time. Like, don't forget to try hard.
And don't forget, if you fall down, you got to pick yourself back up. Take it easy.
Make America old school again. OS for life.
Hey.
Dickities.
Look at the jewelry, Jesus
I
Christ.
Know.
How you doing, Instagram and Twitter? It's Big Time Tommy. And here's my thought of the day.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Great things happen when you distance yourself from negative people. Remember that. Get rid of the negative people around you because they will always bring you down.
That's true.
That is true.
That's very true.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to say great things happen to those who wait.
Me too. Oh, you're
great
right.
Great things happen to those who wait. Take it easy. If you right. got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all.
Where do you think he gets his wisdom from? Did he just get a bag of fortune cookies?
It might
and
be.
And he opens them and he's like,
but
this
that's the
it.
Thing about reading a fortune cookie. Even when it's something like cliche, you're like, yeah, you know, it's a good message, right?
Yeah.
It's like the Four Agreements. Everybody knows
yeah,
those things.
Yeah, yeah,
if you
yeah.
read the book, the Four Agreements.
Did you like
book.
Getting him to Don Miguel Ruiz?
100%. Yeah. He's just the Italian Northeastern Don Miguel Ruiz.
It's very simple. That's the old school way.
Take it easy.
Make America old school again. Take it easy.
Take it easy. God, that cigar is enormous.
Enormous, yeah.
Is it pleasurable to have a cigar that big even?
It's just, it's really subjective. It's personal preference.
I mean, he's got.
I mean, me, no. Oh. Me, no. But look at my little mouth.
We do. Oh. Your petite mouth.
I have a petite little mouth. I cannot fit such a big object in there. Well, we'll make it fit. Oh!
Jesus Christ, Tommy.
That's when you ever seen that in the porns?
No.
When she's like, I don't know if I can make it. I don't think I can fit that in my mouth. He's like, we'll make it fit. Like that.
That's like every blowjob in porn nowadays, though.
Pretty much.
I feel like the girls are always gagging and choking and tears are flying.
It's the best. Do you know yeah. when a great time is to record a video to share with audio?
Hmm.
When there is beautiful background noise.
How you doing, Instagram? It's Big Time Tommy. You know when you're considered old school? When you're blowing the leaves and the dirt
the leaf
out
blower.
Of the driveway every 15 minutes.
Why? Oh, my God.
That ain't my cigar.
Shouldn't be there.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what was going on with that one.
I don't know.
Take
That's
it.
The old school life. Make America old school again. Take it easy.
See, my problem, I'll tell you what my problem is. When there's people that are deliberately creating content like this.
Yeah.
Like he's doing like a shtick.
Yeah.
I have a hard time like, all right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the TikTok people that I like, mm-hmm. it's so genuine and sincere that I feel like I enjoy that more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, than like someone putting on a character or whatever.
Well, I think he's being himself, like, though. I think Tommy really is this way.
Well, it's a little elevated.
I mean, yeah, he turns it up, but I think he's yeah. a genuine guy.
Yeah.
I think he really is old school. I think he really wears that shit daily.
Right.
I think he
yeah,
smokes
100%.
That cigar.
No, that's his life.
And I think he is the kind of guy, if you're like, ah, oh, man, like you're bummed out. He's like, you know what you got to do?
Oh, my God.
Get away from the negativity. That's what he tells you in real
Who
life.
Who are you marrying, Big Time Tommy or Organic Dry Cleaning?
Well, I don't think Big Time Tommy's cutting up bodies, but.
Well, interesting. Why don't you? Because they're both kind of similar in that they're big personalities. They're very bold and, you
this
know.
This guy's more subdued for sure.
This guy's more subdued?
Than Organic Dry Cleaning guy?
Yeah.
Are you fucking crazy?
Right. No, he's under control a little bit more.
Come on.
Right. He's not as kind of frantic.
I like to take it easy. And I could be. You know, I could be like mid-sized Tommy and go out with him.
Mid-sized Tommy.
Big time Tommy and mid-sized Tommy hanging
That's
out.
That's cute. I like that.
You know?
Yeah.
Rolling around in his Cadillac, smoking cigars.
Look at those fingers.
Ooh. I already got the gold chain. I can
you
fucking
do, yeah.
hang out with him. Yeah. Okay. I bet Big Time Tommy would be fun to hang out with. I'm not saying that Organic Dry Cleaning guy wouldn't be, but again, I would like the FBI to do a sweep first.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
Check out the premises. Okay. Maybe send a canine unit.
Okay.
Cadaver dog.
Okay.
See if the the coroner is like, oh, we're here all the time.
Babe.
And you're like, oh, okay.
They're not.
Yeah. Yeah, you're really into your, you have your specific lane of
clips and entertainment. Yeah. Can we get to them, please?
You want to do it right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I need to find that guy. I don't like being called out by the guy. I don't feel bad about myself and stuff. I feel bad for hurting his feelings.
You do?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
I feel like I hurt that guy's feelings. Now I feel like a shit.
You did hurt his feelings, but I think he feels redeemed now. Like, he got his message out, and he was big enough to move past the the vindictive. Like, he wasn't like really throwing super mean insult. You know what I mean? Like, he was actually confident.
I know. That's why I'm upset, because he's a better person than me, and I feel it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm like, oh man, now this guy fucking won.
Yeah,
it's so upsetting.
It is.
Well, let's watch some Tick Touched videos, and then that'll clean my palate.
By the way, I saw those terms. I got to give credit to online.
Yeah,
Tick Tarted and Tick Touched. From Danielle, you know, what's her name? Danielle something?
Dazzoli?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Her and username Derek.
Yeah, Dazzoli. She's been on Twitter with us forever. Canadian.
Yeah, her and username Derek.
Yep.
Called it that. And I was like, those are good terms.
What are we looking for?
I don't know.
I don't know. I was just looking for the original tweet.
Oh, okay. So I have not seen any of these.
I know. I'm so excited to show you. And I think this will get me back in the mood of the show. I feel like I was put on blast.
You.
Like, I'm not having fun now because I know that I hurt somebody's feelings.
I know, it sucks, right?
Yeah, like, these people are never going to know, because I don't even know how they figured out.
I don't know.
I mean, some of them, I'm surprised they figured out even how to use the app. Do you know what I mean?
Why would you say that?
They're just special or simple. All right, let's get into it.
All right, here's the first one.
I got a sorbet.
Hey, sis, I'm checking water. But I'll talk to you later. I got to go to the store. Is you drinking water? I hope so. So let me go to the store and get some water. Drink clean water. I will call you back. Bye.
Huh? What was that?
Well, that was your favorite lady. My sister's down. My sister's at the mountain.
I know, but what did we just watch?
Well, I think she thinks she's on a phone call. I think she thinks she's on a FaceTime. Do you know what I mean?
No, she doesn't think she is. That's the bit she's doing? This is a phone call?
Maybe, yeah. But it's a good message still. You got to drink your water.
Oh, shit. All right. Let's see.
Hey, sis. I'm checking water. But I'll talk to you later. I got to go to the store. Is you drinking water? I hope so. So let me go to the store and get some water. Drink clean water. I'll call you back. Bye.
But what do you think about it?
I mean, it's just such utter nonsense. And there's no way anybody... Are you drinking water? You go to the store? You should go to the store and drink the... What?
Yeah.
That was terrible.
But she always puts out a message...
I know.
Like, helping people, which is why I like her videos the most.
This is definitely... Okay.
She's like, you got to stay inside. It's hot out.
Can we move on, please?
She's like, you got to stay cool because it's hot out.
Okay.
I mean, these are good. These are better than... Big Time Tommy messages, I think.
All right, let's move on.
She's for the people.
Princess, this isn't easy for me, but you haven't been following the rules. I have to do this. So go get your notebook and write lines. Write 20 times, I will not do this again, Daddy.
Ugh.
So this is a
whole... guy might make me the most uncomfortable of everybody on this.
Yeah,
thing.
It should, because this is a whole new lane of TikToks I found. This is the princess daddy category, mm-hmm. where there are princesses and daddies, and clearly he's the daddy and he's disciplining the princess or
and
the
that's
little.
That's a TikTok lane?
And it's a whole new rabbit hole I've fallen down.
Because he did one, I remember, that he was like, it's okay, come here, give me a hug.
Correct.
He's so, like, it's okay.
And I don't know why he talks like that.
Give me a hug right now.
He talks like Yoshi. So, but then there's...
That's not what I meant.
Oh.
But yeah.
But there's littles. Yeah. They call themselves littles, too. But anyway, okay. This is disturbing, and he makes a lot of really disturbing ones.
Wildly uncomfortable, so let's move on.
There's a little.
I'm a little. Deal with it. You don't like it, get off my page. But you will not be mean to me or other littles.
Let me see who else is a little on my page.
So this is, she's playing a baby?
Right. So there are adults who like to play baby.
Okay.
And she sucks on a passy. And there's a lot of TikTok videos devoted to I would like to keep, don't hate on me.
Keep the ball moving. Can we?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated. I can't believe you're not as fascinated by this human behavior.
The feeling that I have.
Shake it off. Shake it off. Ugh. Okay, go ahead. Next.
Today's Friday. Yeah, I haven't heard from Roger. Remember I told you I gave my phone number to him 3 times. So I guess he's pushing me off. No Roger. No phone number, no Roger. Oh, well.
Huh?
What do you think about that?
What? That's nothing about that was good or made any sense to me.
Well, she often likes to leave videos about her dating life. So it's nice to be updated on how she's doing. Roger didn't call her. How do you think? I mean, how do you feel about that? Why do you think Roger didn't call her? I've been waiting all week to show these to you. I've been waiting so long. I've been keeping these under my hat.
No phone number, no Roger. Is that what she said?
Right. Roger didn't call her back.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, no, I get it.
Okay. Okay, we'll move to the next video if you're not interested.
Milarne! I mean, hello! My name's Prism. I'm originally from Neptune, but I've been on Earth studying your flora and fauna for 22 years. I would like to go home now, please. Gil, I'm looking at you. Pick me up!
She's a savage in bed for sure.
That's all you have to say about her?
She's kind of cute.
That's it? Nothing else to comment on? The mental state, what's going on? She's, is a cosplay that's very serious. She's taking it very seriously.
She's trying to go home. I get it.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind taking her home.
Okay. Next vid. This one? Seriously?
I like her.
Yeah, but you'd have to talk to her and stuff, right?
Well, yeah, until she stopped talking.
Okie dokie. Next vid, please.
And this is what I'm doing. Walking down the road in clown makeup and the dog's walking behind me. She decides she was going to go for the walk, too, if I could make sure I didn't get in no goddamn trouble or something. Duchess, hurry the fuck up. You a slow-ass dog. We ain't never going to make it to the air conditioning.
That's it? Are you sure you didn't stop prematurely?
No, that's the end of the thing.
So this is a gentleman that likes to dress up as the Joker,
mm-hmm.
and he makes these videos about he and his dog.
He seems like a really chill dude. I like the way it's probably like a hot day outside and he's like, fucking dumb dog.
Yeah.
Hurry up.
Well, what's interesting is that he does wear full Joker makeup before
he
does.
Yeah, and he looks like he's
these...
wearing like a sweater or a coat or something. Yeah.
Fingerless gloves.
The dog's like, well, it's fucking hot out, man.
But Tom, what's this a pure sign of insanity? A sure sign? Fingerless gloves.
Fingerless gloves, yeah.
Always, right? Okay.
Absolutely.
Next vid. Yeah. What do you think? Do you think the dog's going to live?
Yeah, I hope so.
Hey, can I top you off, baby? You know, I really wish this coffee was my spit and this cup was your mouth. I think that would just be really, really great.
Okay, I like him.
How dare you gender that person?
I like that person.
That was so good.
We missed, by the way, National Non-Binary Day, International.
It was yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, and our first, I don't want to say son, but it's his first birthday this Saturday, and I'm going to throw a non-binary party. What do you think?
I think it makes a lot of sense.
Should I get mad at people when they try to gender?
Gender our child? Yeah.
Did you like that one, though?
That one was great. This is the best TikTok I've ever seen.
Well, keep rolling because there's even more.
Of this person?
Well, not of this. This person only did this one.
That was really cool.
Thanks. Wait until you see what else
I actually would like you to send me that video to my phone so I can send it to people just randomly.
Yeah, I know.
I like it a lot.
Oh, well.
What the fuck? If
right?
you're listening,
right? I mean,
that TikTok just, and when I say that TikTok, I mean that person. That TikTok lady ate the bristles on a hard comb, like a hard hairbrush.
A hairbrush, a wooden hairbrush.
She bit the fucking bristles off.
Yeah.
Chewed them up and swallowed, and then was like, I had a little Diet Coke to watch it.
Can we watch it again?
God damn.
Oh, she's great.
Fuck. She's eating multiple brushes.
Oh, I like this one a lot.
Hold on.
Yeah. This one was a huge find for me. I was very excited.
I like
when
that
I found
the somebody points an arrow. Like they throw a digital arrow and that like the mirror moves.
Like that's the
thing to pay attention to. Yeah. Like, hey, you see this mirror move on the side?
Well, she, not only is she eating the bristles of a hairbrush, she's wearing like bunny ears. Like a bunny ear hat. She's old enough to know better.
She's insane. This is an insane person. This person is eating fucking anything on the ground.
Fully TikTok.
Yeah.
I think this one might be my best find yet.
This was just in your feed?
Yeah.
This shit is crazy. Yeah.
I know I'm like going into, I'm totally elevating the level. Style of Beats is elevated. What do you say, Tom? I'm still Guru
and
Premier.
Rhyme style's elevated. Yeah. The style Beats is elevated, but still Guru and Premier.
Yeah, that's how I feel like my feed is getting.
Dude. Yeah. What in the fuck?
Yeah, it's pretty great, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was pretty proud of this one.
And then she's just like, I gotta wash down those bristles. Yeah. Cleanse
Do
the
we have
palate.
More?
Yeah, there's a few more.
Oh, man, I'm so stoked. These are such good winners.
I have had some requests for hex spells, so I thought I would start off with an easy one. It's a witch's spit spell. So what you're going to do is you're going to spit on the person's doorstep, the sidewalk in front of their house, their car, a chair where they sit, somewhere that person resides quite frequently. And then you're going to want to go back to wherever you cast your spells. You're going to want to lick a black candle and then put your intention within that black candle through energy work. And you're going to let that candle burn all the way out and then bury the remnants.
Okay, does...
Easy peasy. That's all you're going to do. You're going to spit on and around someone's house. You're going to lick a black candle.
Doesn't this,
and then you're going to write your spell on them.
Doesn't this kind of like just show, demonstrate to anybody out there just how unstable so many people are? Like you live in a world of that's full of people like this, eating tooth fucking hairbrushes, being like, you need to spit on a chair and lick a black candle. And like, it's just,
I know.
Hey, baby, bad girl, you ain't writing your journal. It's just, it's insanity.
Well, that's kind of why I'm so obsessed with TikTok. It's because you get to see what's really going on in the country.
It's not fucking what you're doing.
But it is what's really going on. You don't think this is what's really happening in the world?
Dude, you have a portal into madness is what you have. That's what you've curated.
I have a tear in the fabric of reality.
This is terrible.
No, this is. But this woman honestly thinks that if you want to put a hex on somebody, you spit on their cubicle lick a candle, and then I mean, this is insanity. But she's 100% sincere.
Okay.
She's there's a lot of witches on TikTok. A lot of witchcraft.
Move forward.
Okay. If we must.
There's no church house on a hill. There's a preacher used to preach, and the congregation used to get together on Sunday morning. Preacher John used to sit there.
I'm going to go ahead and...
Do you like this one? This one is specific. This one I came across.
Why?
And I go,
this is
for
me.
Tom.
Why is this for me?
This one's for Tom.
Why?
Because it hits so many of your notes that I think you like in a TikTok.
Like?
Well, there's a the framing is excellent. There's a lot of ceiling. He's making no sense, which is my favorite. There's a questionable amount of teeth in his mouth, if any. It's nonsense. This is the essence of what we do here.
Yeah.
Just click on the next video.
He's, yeah. I gotta jump. Click on the next. I'm gonna have to jump.
Next one.
All right, story time. So me and my friend were at a party, you know, at a friend's house, and he met a chick. You can never tell, if a chick's a man or a woman sometimes. And, you know, he got to play the luck of the draw. And he took this chick down to my friend's basement down in the house, you know, and we're going to go do the chick-a-wong-wong tour. And so he's down there, and they're getting in the mood, and he said, why do I feel like there's a log in your pants? He goes, that's not that, ain't that. You know, he pulled down the girl's pants, there's a 7-inch long on it. And he ran out of the house, and I'm not gay. Found out the guy's name's Susie. Nicknamed Susie.
Isn't that a cool story?
Yeah. Thank you.
Do you feel like you could use that story on your next special?
How many people do you think just unsubscribe?
I think we just got a whole bunch of new followers. It is drool at the end, by the way. Yeah. Nadav is asking on board. At the very end, he spits out of his mouth a little. Oh, just look at the last few frames. No, I thought I noticed it too.
What?
Yeah. Just scroll back a little. Okay, go. Now watch this part. It's the best part. It's the icing on the whole cake.
Okay.
Nick and Susie.
Knew it. I got him. Got him. I knew I could get him. I knew it. I know what my husband loves. I knew
this is
I could
a really
get you.
Good story. This is a really good story he told.
And it was all about the 1-2 punch with this guy. I knew I had to give you two pieces. The first one and then this.
Really? Thank you. Jesus.
I knew he'd be your favorite.
So let me guess.
Yeah.
You follow and like and encourage this guy?
Of course. Listen, I do actually like these people. I enjoy what they do. To me, this is more fun than any fucking shit on television. This is more entertaining for me than a lot of stuff. Better than
Susie.
A lot.
Nick and Susie.
All right.
This is better than many movies on iTunes right now. Don't you think?
Yep.
It is. This is way more interesting. This is real. That's a real person. He's not playing a character. He's not trying to be somebody else. This is real.
Ask Josh if he would go interview this guy.
Please don't. Don't he? Bear, please don't.
Josh, would you?
Josh. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
He's game. Josh is the best.
Is that it?
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Grandpa.
Oh, God. Oh my God. What the fuck? Okay, if you're listening, this guy on TikTok, his handle is Redneck Grandpa. He's sitting in a wheelchair and he's using a bandsaw on something on his lap. Like he could easily miss
easily
or push too hard or slip, and that bandsaw would go right into his thigh meat and just
and he's already in a wheelchair.
Yeah, no,
so
it'd be,
he doesn't have much left to go with, you know what I mean?
Anything,
like, you don't want to damage.
Does he actually talk?
I think it's just footage of him sawing on his own leg. Yeah,
yeah, and then his grandson having genuine concern towards the end of the video.
Oh, he does?
Insanity.
Like, stop doing that.
He's like, Jesus, stop doing that, please.
Let's see. That is terrible.
Damn! Grandpa!
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That ain't even funny.
Yeah.
That's not safe, Grandpa.
Looks like he can kicky foot in his chair, though. Sometimes people in wheelchairs will still kicky foot. Really good.
But that upsets you when they kicky foot because you feel like they're not really as they don't really need the wheelchair. If the, if you can kicky foot, you don't really need the wheelchair.
There's quite a few kicky footers in Hollywood. If you're driving around Hollywood, you'll see a few. And they kicky foot across the street. And they're like, "Hey, give me something." You're like, "I'm in a chair." We're like, "You're kicky footing though."
You hate the kicky footers.
I don't like kicky footers.
I know it doesn't bother me in the least, but you feel like they're a fraud or something, right? Like you
go, "Get up!"
Yeah,
like that. Yeah, I get
you
upset.
Feel like they're misrepresenting themselves.
Yeah, they are,
because you're like, you can walk, or you can at least scoot.
You have leg power.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's not fair. I know.
No, I see them doing tricks and turns.
Yeah,
motoring across the
tricks
street.
Tricks and
turns. Yeah.
Did you know that they came out with a new Barbie? That she's black and in a wheelchair too.
Mm-hmm.
So I made sure to get them for our sons.
For our sons,
right? Because I'm a woke mom.
Okay, you're gonna be like, this is just a wheelchair.
Do you think our kids are gonna like wheelchair Barbie?
Yeah, sure.
I think they're gonna flush right down the fucking toilet.
I mean, they haven't really been into dolls, so
that's only because we haven't.
Oh right, we haven't been like insisting that they play with dolls.
That's what I'm saying. How
I know
binary.
They're always into like cars and trucks and
dirt
shit.
And stuff.
Yeah, I know.
You gotta give them wheelchair Barbie.
You gotta reprogram them, you know.
Yeah,
I saw a really cool post about international non-binary. I wish I had my phone with me. I left my phone at home and just saw it. It was really inspiring.
Bananas.
It was inspiring.
Do I have any more TikToks?
You have one more.
Okay,
ready?
I hope it's as good as Redneck Grandpa. But
this public announcement goes out to all you bitch-ass niggas that motherfucker claim that I'm a false blood. Bitch, call me out and see if I'm a motherfucking false blood. You niggas don't work no wreck. Suwu, bitch-ass nigga.
Okay, cool.
So, this is a whole other lane.
What's the lane?
Of TikToks. It's gang people mm-hmm. being like, I'm a real gangbanger.
That's a big thing?
Yeah. That's a whole other lane.
On TikTok. They're like, this is the platform.
Yeah. They're
to
like,
share that I'm for real.
Exactly. And they call out, they do shout outs to their cliques and their gangs and stuff.
Okay.
I don't necessarily want to go down that lane too much. I'm a little scared, to be honest with you.
What are you scared of?
Well, I mean, I don't want to get involved in that world.
Don't. Like, don't get involved in that
well,
world.
Well, I just thought you'd like this gentleman because it's funny. But there's a lot of vatos covered in tats, and they're like,
and they're putting TikToks up.
They're putting TikTok and le trece, like all that stuff.
If I'm a motherfucking false blood, you niggas don't work no wreck. Suwu, bitch ass nigga.
Suwu.
What does suwu mean? I don't even know.
I don't know.
Oh, do you understand? I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't understand. All that
I don't know.
Said.
Suwu. It sounds like he's like, just come get some.
Come get some. Yeah, basically, right?
Yeah. You want to see this shit? Suwu, motherfucker. Come on over. Yeah, pretty much, right?
It was pretty rad, though, I thought.
Yeah.
That, I liked his passion. I liked that
he's passionate.
Yeah. He's real as fuck.
No, see, like, I believe him. Like, I totally believe
him. I believe him, too.
Suwoo. Absolutely. Yeah, no, he's going to give it to you. I would not question this dude at all.
Suwoo, bitch ass.
What's that other one that guy said by the pool all the time? He's like, we out.
Oh, yeah, we out of here. He was supposed to say, we out here. I think he was saying, we out of here, because he's such a fucking TikTok.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know what the expression is. Yeah, he was saying, what was the other thing he said?
That's what I mean. There was another phrase he kept saying.
He was saying two things.
Dead ass. Dead ass.
Dead ass. We out of here.
Yeah. Dead ass. What's that, Annie? Did you have something to add?
I was just going to say, he said, we up out of here.
Oh, we up out of here.
It's even worse.
That's even worse, yeah.
Why? Tell him, explain, because I'm fucking lame. We up out of here. Like, to get up out of here? That's just lame?
I mean, I can't explain why he says it.
Yeah,
it's not even supposed to be stupid. We out here.
Yeah. We out. Not we up out of here.
Yeah, we it's up out of here. It's not even the expression.
No, it's not even, it's nothing to do with the same thing.
Right, no. We up out of here. Huh?
We up out of here.
That's not the, it's we out here, you know? Like,
we out here doing it.
Yeah. Like
right,
that's what
we out here, blood. We out here, son. What? That's how you say it.
Yeah, just shake your head. You don't have to say nothing.
Okay, sorry.
Suwu,
well,
motherfucker.
He's in Utah. That guy doesn't know any Crips.
This guy does.
That guy knows a lot. Now, on good news, also, I'm getting into Fortnite, which is where you learn all the cool dances, and I will give a full report once I'm in there. I'm currently downloading the app on my iPhone.
Yeah.
And I will be teaching you kids how to floss and how to do all kinds of neat stuff.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm housebound. I have two small kids. I didn't know that. This is the only fun I have.
Brendan Urie plays Fortnite like every day for hours.
That's right. That's why I kind of want to get into it.
He does on Twitch, and all the money goes to charity. It's all charity.
That's nice. Yeah. He's the nicest, isn't he?
Yeah, he's great. All right. Where are you going to be, CP?
I'm going to be in Salt Lake City, August 2nd and 3rd. September 5th, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. September 6th, Chicago, Illinois. September 7th, Boston. October 3rd through 5th, Nashville. November 22nd, Seattle. November 23rd, Portland, Oregon. Tickets at Christina P. Online. Also, if you haven't already, please check out my brand new podcast, Where My Mom's At. Drops every Monday. So it should be, when you subscribe, it's going to be in there Monday. Subscribe, rate, review, and watch it on YouTube. Also, check out my two Netflix specials, Mother Inferior and The Degenerates, if you have not already. Tickets at Christina P. Online.
All right. This week, if you are on this run, I hope you come to a show. I have the great Josh Potter with me. We are in Appleton, Wisconsin on the 24th, Rockford, Illinois, the 25th. 26th, we're in Peoria. 27th, Cedar Rapids, and 28th, Evansville. From there, I go to Wilkes-Barre, PA on August 6th, then Tarrytown, Albany, Foxwoods, and Hampton Beach, and it ends in Burlington, and then we fly to Canada, and the shows are moving. We added second shows in Toronto, Winnipeg, and Vancouver. That is August 15th, 16th, and 17th. Get tickets at tomsegura.com/tour. Also, a quick note, Josh Potter, you can see in now. You could always see him in Seattle. That's now at Chop Suey. But he's adding shows in Tacoma and in Portland. And if you go to Josh Potter's Twitter page, it is J_Potter. At J_Potter, you can see the ticket links to catch him that same weekend in either Tacoma, Portland, or Seattle. Really excited for him on those shows. Have you seen this guy? I don't even know who this is.
I'm having my cup of coffee, so there you have it. Hopefully he'll do that. Anyway, besides that, I still have the roses. They are decaying, but I'm going to hold on to them, Madonna, okay?
I think they're... The roses from Madonna?
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they were $12.50, if I take. And it is 7:30 in the morning. You're probably just getting up and taking a bath, right?
Okay.
And rehearsing today? Is your rehearsal today?
Yeah, that's her rehearsal day.
All right. So I'll see you on Monday, my love. Okay.
Is this Madonna's boyfriend right now? Like, how does he know her schedule and stuff?
This, I think it was a week or two ago, you sent, there's a group chat with you, me, and Josh, and you're like, look into this guy. And that was the first post that I saw. I was like, yeah, this is
sent this guy over
to
you guys?
Yeah, you sent this guy's profile to us.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Does he have other cool videos?
I mean, I'll look into it and prep some for next time.
Did I send you the video of the guy smoking crack and blowing it into another guy's ass?
You did not.
Oh. Somebody sent that yesterday. I can't believe I didn't send it.
Is that on your Twitter? Did you retweet
it somewhere? No, it might be on Reddit or something, you know? Yeah.
Guy blows crack smoke into someone's ass?
Yeah.
I'm on it.
Yeah. I would look for that one. It's pretty great. I don't know.
Wow. Well, this is certainly an interesting
He's right
video.
Out of the hospital. He has like hospital bands on his wrist and stuff.
This guy.
And he smokes fucking rocks. And it was really nuts.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Do
it was,
any of these look familiar?
Nope.
Sounds like a real interesting clip. I wish we could see it.
Maybe rephrase it, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think people really need to see it. I think you can just talk about it. I feel like I don't need to see it.
It must be a thing, huh?
Uh-huh.
Like it's an actual thing to do that?
To blow crack smoke into some other guy's butt?
I would do it. I would try it. Like if somebody...
I bet you can get high that way.
I bet you can too.
Because it's in your beehole and there's lots of capillaries. What,
Josh,
is this?
Will you smoke crack and blow the smoke up my ass?
He says, fuck yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Only if you do it back.
Are you going to do it back?
Okay.
All right.
I guess we have our next video.
No. Okay, I want to bring up something that's horrifying to me. I'm so embarrassed.
Is when you say horrifying, is it like...
Oh, shit, that's what that's for me! Oh, shit, he ain't dead! He's dead! He's dead!
He goes, right? He's dead.
Goddamn! He ain't shit bad.
That was terrible.
That looked terrible. Yeah. What were they pulling him on?
I think he was on a longboard, and then they just tied a rope to the back of the car. I think they were going full speed on the car.
That looked fast. That looked really fast.
You remember when Back to the Future came out in the 80s and everyone did that? Essentially, like, they'd go on the back of pickup trucks and try to skateboard on them.
Yeah, and this dude should be squatting way lower.
Whoa.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's standing up way too straight. I can tell you that for sure.
Oh, shit! He's dead! He's dead!
Oh, man, his shirt tore.
You all right?
He goes, he's dead.
Yeah.
Goddamn!
Goddamn.
He ain't shit bad.
He ain't shit bad.
And was he wearing a helmet? Probably not.
Nope.
No helmet, no wrist. Mm.
Nope.
Speaking of embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you've acquired a thing on Amazon that you've been wearing to go on your dad walks.
Yeah.
And Whitney Cummings moved down the street from us.
Mm-hmm.
And her fiance made a video. Well, she made a video of her fiance. Do you want to play it?
Yeah. What's it labeled under? You know?
I think it's look for hat. The folder that starts with the word hat.
Hat. Okay. Yeah. So this just came in
yesterday
text message to us.
Yeah.
Sunglasses and then like this white hat with like a, it's like Lawrence of Arabia sun cape on the back of his hat.
You think that's Tom?
It might be. It looks like him. But it looks like he's like doing some exercise.
Wait.
No.
Guy with a beard wearing a hat with like a skirt on it?
Yeah, one of those hats with a cape. You know? No, yeah. But they're like...
Is he walking around?
Yeah.
Alone?
Yeah.
Not with a blonde woman?
No. I've seen him twice. I saw him today and then I saw him yesterday.
What was he doing?
It looked like it was coming from like a trail walk or something up by the trailhead.
Shorts?
Shorts, t-shirt.
Beard. Huh.
So Whitney sends that to us. That's her sweet fiance.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys want to see the hat in question?
Okay, first of all, it looks normal.
It is. Oh my God.
Looks fine.
Okay, so for people, you look like a sheik or a beekeeper. So
you see sunburn all over my head and neck by chance? No, you don't.
It's a stark white hat, and it's got a really like nerdy long brim, and then you've got the neck flaps on.
Yeah,
there.
It's great. I love it.
Like an old Asian lady, like Chinese lady.
You
want
to know
like
something? I just bought four more to give to the staff.
Because so none of them are going to, any. There's no way Annie's going to wear that shit. He gets laid. Right, bro? No way.
I can make anything work.
Nah, that's true.
Annie could pull it off. First of all, let me tell you something. Sue Woo, this shit's tight. Look at
Sue Woo.
I got my earbuds in.
Yo, so that's another thing. So I got you these wonderful
Are the dopest fucking earbuds.
Good. I'm
for
so
exercise.
Glad you
buy. Every time I buy any type of earbud, they fall out. They get like sloppy and then they just drop it. These are fucking amazing.
Do you want to say who makes them? I think
Bose makes them.
So I got them
online.
But
it's a specific sport shock thing, and they just lock in, and these motherfuckers do not fall out. I love them.
Look at him, though. Look at this outfit.
I just see like an intense fitness guy. I don't see... And by the way, it's hot as shit. I'm bald. I have fair skin. I burn in like 15 minutes in the sun. So if I'm going to go on a run or a hike or something, I don't know, man. I don't care.
I know, but now the neighbors are like is that Tom Segura wearing a beekeeper's hat around the neighborhood? Like, I don't even, that's the weirdest thing is that
the craziest thing is I'm getting hit on. I'll be honest with you.
Oh, bullshit.
Chicks are flirting
other dudes
with me.
Up in the hill?
No, a lot of hot chicks are like,
on
you're
your
hot.
Dude walks, yeah. Nobody.
Actually, you want to know what happened today?
Wait, hold on. So, first of all, this photograph, just so you know, it's a, for those listening, not only does he have the chic hat on, and then he's got the nerdy Bose earbuds. He looks like Shrek. You know how Shrek's got those little ears? It looks terrible. Go ahead.
I was running today up near that trailhead.
Right.
These two girls were coming off of it. And as they turned and we made eye contact, they laughed.
Yeah.
Like they came off of the trail and they're like, ha! Like that.
It looks terrible. But you know what it means is that you're not trolling for puss when you're going on your walk.
Oh, no,
I am.
I'm putting it out there. I'm letting them know. I'm like, no one can see us. Look, we're all hidden under here.
Oh, my God. I wish you had a flap in the front, too, to cover your face.
I would wear it.
You should do backwards.
I got to tell you, this sun, you know, this Southern California sun is brutal. And when I'm out there with that thing on, man. I feel like it's
free again.
Absolutely. It feels like it's spring. It's great.
Can I tell you what I think you and I are both embarking on now as adults is the I don't give a shit.
Oh,
phase.
I'm definitely leaning into it.
I'm leaning hard into it too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I wear glitter on my shoes now like I never did before. I wear crazy stuff just to feel alive.
It's a great phase of life.
Fun.
When you truly some people have that like their whole life and
they're lucky.
They're amazing. But some people, you got to grow into it. And I totally am like, you know what? I don't want to burn. And I also, this photo, and it probably ran off with the sweat. I usually also just rub a bunch of sunblock all over. So there's white streaks.
Oh, that's such a dad thing you do.
Yeah, I don't even care.
I when he puts on sunblock, he puts it, you slather it on. You don't rub it in. So then there's all these white streaks. And then in your ear, there's all white caked. For like the days,
because
you don't shower it off either.
That's
yeah,
me.
That's there's dad.
Yeah,
there he is.
But here's the thing: I've had such, you know, like there's certain things where you're like basically never again. You know what I mean? Where you're like, I'm never
there's
gonna.
There's Tom. Me.
There I am. But here's the thing, man: I am so traumatized and upset by some of the sunburns that I've experienced.
Sure.
That I think about it now every time. I'm about to leave the house and it's summer. You know what I mean? Like I think about those sunburns, the brutal ones where I'm like, no way. Even when we go like swimming and I know it's going to be, I don't know, 30 minutes or something.
I want to
absolutely lather myself in it. By the way, I know some of my cool fans are like, I want to be able to look like you, Tom. You can because that's where I got
the
mine.
Amazon. Listing.
Yeah, I got the white one. It's cool.
Cool Bar sells them. Mm-hmm. This is unreal. And the dad, even the model looks dorky as fuck.
But he looks like a fucking triathlete.
He looks so lame. And he's like a handsome older gent.
Yeah.
And he looks like shit there.
You know what he doesn't have? He doesn't have skin cancer. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, looks really good.
Wait till you come here and you see all the guys wearing that. They're going to all be like, oh, this thing
no,
feels good.
No, they're not.
Yes, they will. And he will make it cool. Watch.
I know. He'll make it cool.
He'll be like, see how it matches this in my shoes? It's just dope.
Speaking of stuff that, like, cool stuff that you wear. So I had this epiphany along the lines of, like, towel drying myself off.
Yeah.
Where I was hanging around the house and I wanted to wear something special, right? I was like, I'm going to put on something nice so Tommy sees me looking nice. And then I was like, I don't want to wear that item of clothing. Because it's not a special occasion right now.
Yes.
And then I was like, dude, I've been doing this my whole life where I'm like, oh, no, I've got to save that.
We're both guilty.
Yeah. I got to save that shirt for like a special event or I got to save it. And then time goes by and then I forget that I even have it or winter comes and now I can't wear it.
It's more in line with that, like we were just talking about, like, you know, not giving a fuck. It's in that same wheelhouse of like you buy the shirt or the shoes and you're like, these are awesome, but they're so awesome that like there's going to be an event that I wear these for.
Right.
And
a
then
special
it, you
occasion.
Know, yeah. Then a day goes by, a week, a month, 2 months, and you're like, I still haven't worn the thing, and you reach for it and you're like, yeah, but I'm just going to like the store and then I'm going to go pick up this thing and then I'm going to be back here. So you don't wear it for that. And then 6 months go by and you're like, oh, I still haven't worn my special shirt.
Yeah.
And then you realize, you know what? You just got to fucking throw it on, man.
Throw it on and wear it to Trader Joe.
Yeah, just do that.
Or whatever you're doing. It's not special. No. Life is special. Every day is special.
There you go.
Because you have the gift of tomorrow all the time.
Hey, how you guys doing? Remember, if you don't get it done today, remember there's always next week. You can do it then. Take it easy. There's always the gift of other days coming.
That's right. There's always the gift of tomorrow.
So just relax.
But I'm like, why do I save stuff? That's so dumb. You should enjoy the thing you have.
I am so guilty. I mean, I hate that. I was looking in my closet today and I was like, this shit has tags on it. Yeah. I bought it a year ago. Like, it feels so stupid.
Because I'm saving it.
Special shoes.
Yeah.
Those are cool shoes. I can't wear them out.
What the fuck is wrong? I had to bring that up in therapy.
Really?
I think I will. I think it's all tied into the towel drying thing and the not putting ice in my smoothie.
What if your therapist, you say that and she goes, can I tell you something for real? And you're like, yeah. And she goes, I think you're just TikToked. And you're like, excuse me.
She has pretty much said that sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, like sometimes the only way she can get through to me is to joke.
Uh-huh.
And she'll be like, do you really think that blah, 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 blah? Like, she kind of will shame me a little.
She kind of learned your language, basically.
100%. Like, she knows when I'm being sarcastic. Like, if I'm too harsh and sarcastic, she'll be that way back to me. And
I would love if a therapist was like, what are you, a fucking idiot? And you're like, I'm sorry, what? She's like, I've never had somebody as stupid as you in my chair.
I do worry that I'm boring the fuck out of her, though.
Boring them? Yeah.
After 10 years of therapy, there's no way she's intrigued every time I'm in there.
No, but, I mean, she probably cares about you.
She cares a lot about me.
That's something you can't earn in a week. You know, dude.
So but I know good. I'm bored the shit out of
Speaking
her.
Speaking of caring, what's this Willow Smith thing in here?
Which one?
It says,
oh, fuck, well, I love here, just, this. This happened on Red Table Talk.
Let's do it. Let's show
well,
you.
Well, hold on.
Your intention is to create more
stop,
love.
Stop. Press pause. Okay. I had to set this up.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm obsessed with Red Table Talk, which is a Facebook watch show that Jada Pinkett Smith, her daughter Willow, and her mom Gammy do. And they sit around a red table and they bring up like taboo issues or just hard to discuss topics. And they sit around and they hash it out.
Okay.
It's the fucking greatest thing ever. I'm a huge fan. I love it. It's so much fun. And so Willow came out recently, about 3 weeks ago. She came out as polyamorous.
Oh, that's like me.
Yeah. Poly and bi.
Wow. Okay.
Poly and I
so
think
So this is
bi.
About this?
She comes out as poly and bi.
If your intention is to create more love, more understanding, more community, more compassion in your life, then I'm all for it. But if your intention is to just have sex all the time and it's
with
not
whoever.
With whoever you want, that just doesn't sit well with me. That's not aligned with my purpose.
Okay.
So she's explaining to Gammy
what she's
and
Jada yeah.
why she believes that like polyamory is better than traditional marriage gotcha. And such.
So I really couldn't see myself in a quadruple. I mean, anything could happen, but personally, male and female, that's all I need.
Well, there it is.
So she's saying that she likes both male and female. And she's like, I will do a three-way relationship,
right.
but a quadruple. And Willow's head, Jada's head kind of snaps. And she's like, what? And then Gammy's reaction
is
the best.
She wants one of each, Gam. How does that make you feel? Because I think my stomach just... Listen, you know me, Willow. Whatever makes you happy... And I think Willow is really young. And so...
Yeah. I have so much to learn.
She has so much to experiment with.
Oh,
how old is she? 21?
No, Willow's younger. I'd say she's like 19, 18. Oh. Yeah,
I have so much to learn.
So much to.
But how fucking?
She's got to figure it out.
She's got to figure out how embarrassing is it to be Jada?
18.
She's 18. Yeah, when they, I mean, that's an older 18 though, because she's been in the spotlight.
Her whole life. She's not like your average 18-year-old for sure.
But could you imagine, Tommy, one of our kids? Like you're on the show with them. And then Ellis or Julian is like, guess what? Polyamorous and I'm bi. And you know that they're just 18.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's got to be so embarrassing for Jada and Gammy to be like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, of course. I would mock our kid to his face. Oh, are you? Cool.
And then, because Willow's like, and I think traditional marriage is outdated and terrible. And I'm like, you don't even know what also fucking these kids, anything is.
They've went through some shit with, like, you know, you're not supposed to be that famous.
No.
And exposed to some of these things that young.
Oh,
so
my God.
They've gone through such a ridiculous trajectory in life. Then I feel like you have to forgive every stupid thing they say.
1,000%. But that's why I'm not like, I'm not going to get into shitting on her for whatever she feels she is. But as a parent, like, I'm just watching Jada's face and you have to be like, I'm supportive of your absolute lack of knowledge of how the world works right now. It's got to be embarrassing.
Scroll back down. What's it say? It's true. Jaden confirms. Oh, relationship with Tyler. Is that she? Really?
Wait, what? What's that saying?
Is that real?
Gay? A while ago, November 2018.
Is that a joke? You're shaking your head. I mean, what did he say?
I don't remember hearing about it.
So. I don't think he's.
Eddie knows this stuff. Why would you say
that? Okay. I thought that was something new. I didn't know what that was. Well, here's more of something.
I've done a lot of reading and research, and what you find a lot of the time is that marriage and monogamy is steeped in this idea of ownership. And so I feel like those underlying historical oppressive natures that were the beginnings of monogamy and marriage wasn't about love. It was about monetary exchange.
I don't know.
But doesn't it hurt?
I just can't get over what Jada Pinkett Smith's mother looks like.
She's
looks
stunning.
Like she's 38.
Gamly looks amazing. Yeah. But I'm just trying to think of what Gamy in her head. She's probably like, shut the fuck up.
Of course
just stop talking, Willow.
It's like trying to tell Gamy that it was international non-binary. You know, she's like. Mm-hmm.
Because Gamy's reactions basically mirror everybody who's watching. Like, she's the only one that has a normal reaction to what Willow is saying.
Yeah, of course.
And Jada's trying to be supportive, and everyone is like, Gammy's face.
That's the look
like, what
of
the
somebody,
fuck are you talking about?
That's the look of somebody that loves you when you say some stupid shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
And when somebody loves 100%. You, they'll be like, yeah. No, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. It's not.
So this whole episode is about polyamory and quadruples and duples and all that shit. It was amazing.
And there's @black_poly_nation. I didn't know that was
it's a very specific.
World. That's a real niche group there.
Look at Gammy.
Gammy's like, please.
She looks better than both of them.
I think Gammy's probably like, can we cut the cameras? What the fuck are you talking
exactly.
about right now? You're what?
What?
What are you doing?
What? Please stop talking.
Speaking of black people and crazy shit, it turns out that your dookie shoot is on its own schedule.
We've been learning about this for a while.
And just so that the audience knows, how often in an average week are you sitting on a toilet and making a regular brown bowel movement?
Did you say in 1 week?
Okay, yeah. Let's go with 1 week.
Possibly zero. It depends on the week.
And this is every week?
This is every week.
Buddy.
Bruh.
I like you a lot. And I don't want anything bad to happen to you. I mean, can I put you in touch with somebody? It's supposed to be at, you know... normal
once a day.
Yeah, you should be going every day.
Wait, so how often are you going?
No idea. Like,
what?
They asked me in here about a week ago, when's the last time I remember, and I didn't. I don't know.
Wait, what about now? You remember the last time you shit right now?
I mean, I had food poisoning like four days ago or so.
Okay, so that was it?
Yeah.
And then what about yesterday?
No.
And the day before?
No. Not since then.
And does it hurt?
No.
You never have discomfort? Never?
I did when I was a kid, but then I kind of got used to that, I guess.
The
discomfort? My body got used to it, and then it didn't hurt.
Take me through an average day eating. Like, let's say you got up today. Did you have breakfast today?
Yeah.
Do you remember what you had?
I had McDonald's, which is really smart.
Okay. Which is great.
It's really
I good. Love the Stroop Waffle McFlurry.
Yeah.
And the chicken mozzarella sandwich from Canada. It's my favorite item.
But what did you eat?
I had two sausage egg biscuits.
Two.
And then Anything else?
And that didn't make you brown? I mean, I'm sorry. I just...
Is that a lot?
Well, for me.
Oh.
But I think the two would make you brown.
Well, let's go through
go
it.
Ahead.
Did you have anything else?
Coffee?
I had a hash brown. Mm-hmm. That's it.
No orange juice, no water. No.
I did have orange juice.
Okay. Orange juice. And then
orange juice.
That's the last time you ate.
Yeah,
right?
And I've just been having water since.
And you are drinking water.
Yeah, all that's, the time.
Oh, you do drink water like pretty regularly?
All
what about coffee? Do you ever drink coffee?
Never coffee.
Have you tried drinking coffee first thing when you wake up in the morning? Maybe
I never,
you poop.
I never.
What
drink
about
coffee.
Can I ask you this? Two things that maybe like just to start shifting things. What about at least once a day, you choose whichever you prefer more. You do either like a mixed fruit bowl, so you get some fruits in the system, or if you prefer veggies, we do like some either salad or sauteed, you know, greens, like one of the two to kind of jumpstart the system. What
You're
do you think?
We do that here?
No, I'm asking if you would be open to either of those ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which do you prefer, the fruit or the veggies?
Fruits are good.
You like fruits?
Let's do fruits.
Wait, what did you eat yesterday? Did we go through his food diary? What did you have for breakfast yesterday?
Oh, boy. My memory is...
Okay. But this morning you went to McDonald's and you had two... And what do you... I mean...
Did you order lunch?
Did you order lunch with us?
No, I think I forgot to order from with you.
Oh.
Yeah, my bad.
Are you eating three meals a day?
Usually, if not, it's going to sound bad, but if not, then I'll eat those three meals in one sitting.
Okay.
Wait. Take me to one of those.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, let's say you.
What was dinner?
Eat. Well, take me to one of those. Take me to one of those three meals in a. Like, what do? You sit down and you eat.
I'll eat at a full pizza, full large pizza, and some breadsticks.
If you haven't eaten earlier in the day.
If I didn't eat within the past 4 or 5 hours, I could probably eat a pizza and a half. I eat like 5 burgers at a time. It depends.
So you have a crazy metabolism.
What? Wait, do you vomit after or you keep the food in?
No.
And you don't go like, I gotta shit. How about this? No. How about exercise? Do you exercise at all?
Never.
No. See, I bet that would kickstart the jams real, real fast for you. Like, I'm gonna shit soon. Because I ran this morning?
Yeah, but I think the fundamental problem, from what it sounds like now, not to interrupt, but I agree, your exercise is a good idea. He's binge eating. So he's going a long time, and then he's packing the food in, all his calories in one meal. I mean, no wonder your system's wonky.
That's sometimes. Sometimes he does that.
No, but he's in... So you're telling me that otherwise you eat three meals a day? But he also eats a lot of garbage.
No one's saying he has a winning diet. He's definitely not
garbage.
Doing this right. But
yeah.
But I'm trying to just like...
The exercise would help.
People go and they hear somebody say something like this, they try to do a dramatic shift, and people don't want to do a dramatic shift. So the easiest thing to do, that I think, to make you poop more, because you should, and you say you're drinking water, is like just try, let's try like an easy thing. Like go to the grocery store on the way home, you pick up the fruits you like.
And Metamucil. Maybe some Metamucil.
That's definitely a good idea. Metamucil. But then like some blueberries, some strawberries, whatever. You chop that up, put it in a bowl, put Saran Wrap over it, put it in the fridge. And your day, you start with some fruits, you know? And then if you can manage either in the beginning or the end of the day, even like if you don't like working out, but like even going for like a 20-minute walk just to get your body moving, I mean, maybe you'll start making caca more, you know?
I'll do it.
I mean, I want you to.
But have you, when you finally do go brown, what's it like?
Yeah, is it
does it hurt? Are you pushing?
So it doesn't hurt. It's normal, but it's forever.
Like, what do you
it's
mean?
It's a lot of poop.
Like I'll flush at least 6 times.
You're shitting ropes.
Just keeps coming.
But it's a normal brown.
Yeah, because
it's not
backed up for 5 days.
And he's not constipated. Because I was thinking if you're making like pellets, like now you're backed up for days, the moisture, the water gets sucked out of your poop. So you usually get constipated.
But you're not shitting rocks.
You're not shitting rocks? Mm-hmm.
It's logs.
Yeah.
But it's like 6 feet worth because you've been backed up for a week.
Like if I didn't pinch, I would put like one of those poop emojis. One of those would literally be in the toilet.
Wow.
God, I almost want
to see
this.
So there is a huge mass of shit. We're going to get so many emails.
I know, from doctors and stuff.
People are just going to be like, Tom, you're wrong. And then, they're just going to be like, tell them this. Yeah,
so let me ask you, do you ever have the urge to go in a given day and then you ignore the urge maybe? Are you too busy? Like, I know you're switching the show right now. So for instance, maybe you have to feel, oh, I'm a tug, and then you ignore. Is that possible?
I used to when I was a kid, and mm-hmm. then it just got less and less and less to where now I might. But if I do, it'll be a one-time thing, and I'll say, I could do that, you know, tomorrow.
In 5 or 7 days.
Or next week. You know?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, this does not have a happy ending. So, we know I'm serious, man. You got to try something, okay?
What's crazy is I didn't even know that it was weird until I said it here. Because no, I mean, I would hear people
seriously?
Talk. Yeah, because I would hear people talk about, oh, you should 3 times a day or whatever. But I also hear people say you should exercise every day. And I know
right.
there's so many
people
that don't.
Right.
That I thought that was just a thing that you should do, but a lot of people
no.
just
you,
don't.
You should not be shitting once every 7 days. That's definitely.
That's real, probably very. I mean, unless some doctor writes in and says, hey, as long as he does shit. And it's a lot.
He's not going to say that.
Because it's not good to carry that, I think, toxic waste inside of your body for so long, right?
And if you did, like, even, like, an awesome big, like, one thing if you could try, like, a big mixed green salad. You get these greens, and you can fill it with everything you like, you know? You can chop up mushrooms, pepper, whatever, any veggie you could take. And you fill up with that, and that doesn't make you shit. I mean, to me, that's, you know, I'm twice a day minimum.
Oh, this one is a disaster.
Yeah. I mean, what about Nadav? How often do you shit?
I don't want Nadav to.
I shit a lot.
Yeah, he shits constantly. Yeah.
I mean, I shit like, you know, at least twice before I leave for work.
Twice?
Yeah.
Do you drink coffee and shit?
Yeah. I mean, I drink like 3 or 4 cups of coffee before lunch. It's kind of a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. What about Cockroach? He shits every day, right?
He says he's shitting fine.
Yeah.
That's probably the one thing. Now, do you want to know something else disturbing about Ennie?
Mm.
He doesn't use condoms.
That's just a real dude. I don't. I would always wait
Ennie,
for the
what,
instruction.
But
on
Ennie's
that.
Not in a monogamous relationship. He's out there
throwing it around.
Doing it.
Yeah. You should do
Bruh.
That. That's good. That's the way to do it.
Are
I
you?
Mean, what can I say?
I mean, here's the thing.
No.
I don't like it.
You got to have one for like the whiners, you know, that are like, but I wouldn't volunteer it. Like, you know, like, oh, I got to wrap
about,
it up.
But what about having children? That, I mean, look, forget STDs. What about, you know, getting someone pregnant?
Pull out game strong, right?
Pull out game mad strong. But
guys,
I mean, it'll sound bad, but. Before I even touch a girl, guaranteed, we're going to have a talk about abortion. We're going to have a talk about
really?
STDs. Oh, 100%. It always comes to, you know, what do you think about kids? Oh, yeah, well, what if you accidentally, you know, would you be down for an abortion? She says, yeah. Cool, you want to come to my place?
You,
wanna...
yeah.
you,
have
you know what
talk.
I never got to do? Did you ever have the STD talk? It's something I never ever, I was always like, ah, she's probably clean. But, like, what do you ever have the talk? Like, do you have anything?
Every time.
How does it go? Tell me how it goes.
Every time it starts with this. I always say, oh, yeah, you want to know a fun fact? I've never worn a condom in my life. And they're always, oh, really? How many have you had? Blah, blah, blah. And then I say, yeah, but, you know, I got tested and I'm good. And what about you? You get tested and all that? So, yeah, I'm good.
So if you're vibing with someone, it leads to that conversation at some point.
Always.
What about one night hussies?
Same thing. I don't do where you know, meet her at a club and then straight to her place or something. You don't even talk. I don't
come here, you little funky dog-headed bitch.
Stop it. How long do you get to know somebody before you, like, what's getting to know somebody?
I mean, it could be one night, but it's still a conversation before.
He's not just like, what's up? And then let's go.
Well, we should play this for Dr. Drew because he talks about how this generation does not wear condoms. And I'm sure you'd have some wise words for you, young Ennie.
This generation is stronger and better than any generation we've had.
Well, our dads definitely don't wear rubbers.
No, that is considered the greatest generation. And
yes.
Those guys were fucking savages.
Yes.
My dad, I told this story on stage before. My dad, one time, it was just random. I was like, oh, I know what it was. It was that I was talking about, you know, you think of like something in modern times and you're like, I wonder when this first came out, like when was it introduced to society? And I go, did condoms become popular when you were in high school or college, thinking that that's when it had to come out? And he goes, I don't know, I've never worn a condom. And I was like, what? Because I know about his history of dating. And I go, you just pulled out on everyone? He goes, oh, I've never pulled out. And I'm like, I go, so you just fucking dumped loads into women for decades? And he was like, I don't talk like that, but yeah.
No, my dad dumps clips too, of course.
Your dad.
Of course. Definitely. I've got brothers. I'm sure I have sisters in Colombia, Philippines, Thailand.
Yeah.
I know. I'm waiting for it. Every time that 23andMe email comes in, like, you have new relatives. I'm like, for sure.
And by the way,
for sure.
My dad, like, you know, pretty hardcore Catholic. If any of those girlfriends had gotten pregnant, he would have been like, we're married.
And that's
like,
your mom.
Yep. But it just so happened. And this is like every girl that he like dated for a couple years. I'm like, you just always busted nuts in her. He's like, mm-hmm. Like,
fuck, now, Annie, I will say though, let's say you're drinking and you're partying and the pullout game. Absolutely. Hey man, we've done the pullout game too. And so far, hey, knock on wood, but I mean, you might be partying. It might be a little dark. You know what I mean? Like, what if
you haven't taken a shit in a week?
You're taking a shit. You're
off your game.
And you know what I mean? Like, it's not 100%, and it's not foolproof. And you're not with the same bitch every time. I don't know. I'm just concerned about you. And what about, you know, all the other things? Herpes, warts, all that stuff. Sometimes women have it. They don't even know, and they're giving it to you.
Why would they not know if they're not tested?
Why are you trying to talk?
Oh, you, well, I mean, genital warts sometimes can incubate for 7 years before it shows up. She could have contracted something before. I mean, how do you know she got tested right away? Could it be a while and she's had other partners since?
I feel like big time Tommy would be really mad at you right now.
I'm just saying, like, let Dr. Drew.
You are not keeping it OS right now.
I cannot in good faith tell any that
Eddie,
that's okay.
Eddie, let me tell you how it goes. If a girl looks clean, she probably
is. It's not. She's a hoe. She's nasty. Oh, my God. And Josh Potter doesn't wear condoms either.
Of course not.
But he doesn't bust clips, so I'm not too worried about that.
No.
In terms of getting somebody pregnant. But you animals can get all kinds of diseases from these hoes.
I am really excited about... Is there any further development with the girl that said she's going to meet Josh? Have you guys communicated? Is that a thing?
I mean, I'm waiting for a time to send her out to. I'm just.
But I mean, have you communicated?
Yeah, we've communicated that she's won the contest.
Okay, so we've got to pick a city.
Yeah, we just got to pick a time and a place to fly her out, and then it'll happen.
Was she excited? Did she convey any excitement at winning?
It was the most excited I've ever seen anybody in email form.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, she was really stoked.
Wow.
Wow. Well, right. We'll see. Now, Nicole Byer. It has aired at this time. I don't know.
It hasn't aired, no.
Well, she has some thoughts on it. You'll see it in a future episode.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to spoil it, but.
Okay. Well, we got to pick a city, man. We got to pick a city soon for Jackie. That's her name. Jackie from Canada. All right. Well, I hope you keep, you know, eating well, and I hope you can poop one day.
I don't know. We're going to get so many people writing in, doctors telling us what's going on with Annie.
I know.
So let's just let those trickle in, and we'll follow up with him. Because I do feel like if he did add some, like you said, fruits and vegetables in the diet and exercise.
Yeah.
Maybe even some caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
It might help push things out.
Yeah. You know that somebody saw footage of Bert in a parking lot?
No.
Have you seen this?
No.
Look at this.
Buddy just dropped his beer. Damn.
Oh, they're up, bro. Oh, fuck, they're up, bro. Every fucking single one of them.
It was such a bummer.
Bert drops his beer.
Fuck.
They all break, and then he gets really pissed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bro.
Fuck. I'd be the same way.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, you start... starts drinking there. Damn,
homie.
But he like cracked a can. Is it a can? He busted the whole can?
Yeah, that's such a bummer.
Oh, man.
Fuck.
He's pretty unstable.
Fuck.
Ugh. He's starting to drink like whatever he can salvage.
Salvage. Poor guy.
Every single one.
As I fucking, hey man, you ever gotten groceries and you drop that shit in the driveway? And that's like, oh man, I've broken fucking bottles of wine when we were poor.
Eggs.
Oh man, I broke a thing of kimchi and it was like hard to find kimchi. And they finally fucking had it at the store and then you it broke.
Yep.
I'm like, God damn it.
Fuck.
They're all busted up and he's drinking whatever's in them.
Yeah, I would too.
Oh, shit.
That guy spent his last few dollars on that beer, you know it.
Oh, well, drink him up, buddy. Yeah. Just save him, man.
He's fucking really drinking him. If if you saw that guy and you're walking by, would you go buy him another?
100,000%.
You would?
I'd be like, bro, here's 20.
Yeah. Go get you another. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a humane
Or you know
what
be like? You go like, I'll hook you up. And you walk in and you come back out with Gatorade. You're like, here you go.
It's a thirst quencher.
Yeah. It's really
hot. You gotta stay hydrated.
It's fucking hot out. And he's like, fuck you.
Right?
It'd be great. Yeah.
That's like giving homeless people your leftovers. Somebody said that to me the other day. I was Allie. We were here and we were done eating and I just had a bunch of leftovers. She's like, should we give these to homeless people? I'm like, they kind of don't want your leftovers. I feel like they want money, you know?
One time in Hollywood, I walked away from this restaurant with a salad, like a big full salad. And there was a homeless guy sitting on the curb. And I walked up to him. I go, hey, man, are you hungry? And he's like, yeah. And I go, well, check this out. And I opened the lid. And I put my fork in there and I flipped out all the olives because I hate olives. I go, you can eat that.
Wow.
And then I took my salad home.
It's a beautiful story.
But I gave him all the olives. I hate olives.
You hate the black olives the most.
I hate all olives.
That was the most beautiful story
yeah.
I've ever heard, Tom.
You're welcome. How long are we at?
I don't know.
Fucking hate all this so much.
Oh, I like, we're good. We're almost 2 hours.
Oh, shit.
I like the green ones. You don't like the green ones?
I hate olives. What's funny to me is somehow
I like the green ones.
My palate can tolerate olive oil, you know? Like that. But chewing up, I gag. I nearly vomit.
Is it the saltiness?
No.
There's
like
a flavor in black olives that are disgusting.
Not just black ones, though. Green ones, too.
Even the good ones, the garlic stuffed ones from Trader Joe.
Any olive.
Even those? Have
even
you tried
those.
The garlic stuffed?
I've tried olives in all colors. I don't like them. I fucking hate olives.
Why don't you fucking cry about it?
I am crying about it right now. I gave them to a homeless guy.
Can I tell you one thought before we go?
Yeah.
So we were with our friend Brendan having dinner the other night.
Yep.
And he brought up such an interesting point. You know when somebody says something and you haven't thought about it your whole life, but then they articulate the thought that
yes, perfectly.
Yeah. We were talking about going to the bathroom and farting while peeing.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, you can't stop a fart when you're peeing because it uses the same muscle. And like my fucking brain exploded at the dinner table. And have you ever thought of it that way before? Like
yeah. No, I've thought about it. Yeah.
I've never thought of it before.
So it's a good one for you to share with Dr. Drew too, I think.
It's like when you pee and then you brown and then there's more pee after you brown. And you're like, how does that even happen?
Yeah.
But then this is why so many people machine gun fart as they pee.
Yep. I mean, you can clench the fart from coming out, but then you stop peeing.
Right. So it's like you have to choose between two
and then,
forces.
But then you can open the pee valve again. You can stop the fart
right.
And then go and then pee. And then, yeah. I mean, there's so many farts in a men's room at the urinals.
Right.
A lot of times there's got, and you're like, hey, man. It's like that one snuck out.
But can we please, this is a question for Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew, is it in fact the same muscle that when you urine, that is there when you urinate?
I can tell you, he's going to be real happy to be back. He's going to be really happy to be back here.
Is it the same muscle that controls the farts that controls the pee? I don't think it is, but it's in the same region, which makes it difficult. Because your anus is different than your urethra.
Yeah.
And the muscles around there, but it's along the same line.
I got to go.
It's the same circadian rhythm, I understand. Anyway, thank you, Brendan, for that insightful wisdom.
Very talented guy. okay. This was a lot of fun.
I'm going to go pee and machine gun fart. What are you going to do?
I'm going to do the same. thank you guys for listening and for watching. Here is Did Some Shit to My OJ by Chris D. Hope you enjoy it. Thanks. We'll see you next week.
Hey, listen. Get out there and fucking rock this day. I already started 7 a.m. Shit to my orange juice. Hey, listen.